Excuse me, I want to share with you a thought for Sukkot. And we'll have to owe you a thought on the parsha for a different time. So, it's interesting to think about the multiple mitzvahs which we have in conjunction with Sukkot. We have Lulav, and we have Dalaminim, and we have the Sukkah, we have Hoshanas, we have Halal Shalem. The Kribonis are brought in an extraordinary way. Pesach is the same Kribonis. For us nowadays, we don't record Pesach. So, we just happened to Matzah. This man, the base mitzvah was standing, we had the Korban Pesach and the mitzvah Morah together with it as well. But, and the other, on the flip side, Pesach, there's multiple different elements in conjunction with Pesach. There's the Ten Makas, there's Kriyas Yam Suf, there's Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the foundation of Kol Torah Kula. When you're looking for a verklot to say for Pesach, there's plenty and plenty to say. The Sukkot, you talk about Nani HaKovid, and Sukkot's Mamish. Then you talk about Sukkot's Mamish and Nani HaKovid. Then Nani HaKovid and Sukkot's Mamish. Right? It's the same elements. So then you talk about the mitzvah Sukkot, what it represents. You're talking about the Dal Minim, how they represent the Klal Yisrael. But it seems to be, in that sense, a little less exciting when it comes to the background. What's the pshat? So the Rambam says that the difference between Nes and Tevet, no difference between Nes and Tevet. Tevet is Nes. So the only difference between Nes and Tevet is that Nes is a one-time occurrence, and Tevet is Masmid. It's Nes, which happens so regularly that you perceive it as normal. Imagine you're living in the Midbar, and it's the third year of your existence in the Midbar. For you, Anani HaKavod and Mon and Be'er Shel Midyam and your clothing growing on you, that's normal. That's what normal life looks like. That's life. After 40 years, you sort of realize, wow, that was interesting. But while you're living it, this is what life is supposed to look like. Sukkot is remembrance of a lifestyle, the way Klal Yisrael lived in the Midbar. That's how we talk about a sukkah as similar to a bayis. You leave your dearest kevah, you go to dearest haroi, and you make it like your sukkah's taste for shiva. Maybe you're comparing yourself with a sukkah. You're going to live in a sukkah. This is going to become life. As opposed to you're remembering an event, you're not commemorating an event. The same time as commemorating the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael becoming the Am HaNivchar, etc. Sukkah is that commemorating an event, it's living a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle where Nes and Teva, the lines are blurred. So we don't have to do anything extraordinary. Just live it, but live it in such a way that you recognize there's a lot more to the story. So whether it's Anani Kavod, whether it's Sukkot Mamish, it doesn't make a difference. It's trying to recapture for a moment what it was like to live when you saw Nes and Teva as being synonymous. Pesach, on the other hand, is commemorating an event. And the event is more exciting. There's different elements about that because you're just talking about an event. So event has different elements to it. You're talking about, sick person looks back to his childhood and says, there were the moments, the extraordinary moments. And then there was the everyday life. And you recall them differently. You recall the moments with exhilaration, with excitement. And you recall the moments of living with nostalgia. So, there's a mitzvah b'samachta b'chagecha, especially about Sukkot. So, why is that? So the Gaon says that there's between simcha and sosin. Sosin is rejoicing. Simcha is a state of contentment and happiness. The mitzvah isn't to be jumping up and down and rejoicing. The mitzvah is push it to be happy with this reality of life. That the life should be comfortable, it should fit you, it should be normal. That the idea of living with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's protecting shield around you makes you feel comfortable and safe. It's not that you're jumping up and down and excited, etc. If at some point that state of being speaks to you so much that you're able to express it, in an element of sasen, great madrega, extraordinary. That's why the tzaddikim were the ones who danced for the simple teshuva in the mikdash, or the bali tshuva. The average people didn't dance. You know, they were happy. They were, you know, they were content, rejoicing. Honestly, that's not where they were at. So the simple teshuva of the Shana mikdash was extraordinary rejoicing. But whoever knows, didn't see simcha like that, never saw raw simcha mayomov. They never saw simcha. They never saw how what's true connection to your reality is, to the point that it just, it glows from you to the point that you want to express it physically in dancing. So maybe that's a way to understand a little bit of a deeper understanding of the bias element of sukkahs, etc. Which was zoichataka to have a true state of simcha on the sukkahs, that we feel just happy and rejoicing in our reality of our life. The Goyin says that the hardest mitzvah in the Torah is v'samata b'chagecha on sukkahs, to be happy for 8 days straight. If we can feel a state of contentment with everything that we have, with the Baruch Hashem's care and concern and love and protection that He has over us, the canopy that He's putting over us, the relationship we have with Him, we don't have to be jumping up and down, but we have to feel good about that. And that, therefore, the things won't irritate us. So we will feel good about whatever it is. You know, we can deal with it. It's not important. It doesn't mar my feelings of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the mitzvah of Samachta B'chagecha, which was able to have a beautiful Yom Tov, a Piskatova, and which we say that the Baruch Hashem Shri Paras Sukkah Shalom Aleinu HaKol Yisrael.